I don't know if you want to repeat that, but okay. Heather and then Carolyn.
Wait, Summer, actually, Summer, we have 10 minutes for this item, and 10 minutes is just up, so I don't know
okay.
how we'll deal with
it. Sure. Does someone wish to introduce a motion to extend by a reasonable period of time? Anyone?
I shall move 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Is it a second?
Second.
Yes, second. Who is that?
Margie.
Okay, that's all. Thank you. Okay, is there any objection to extending 5 minutes on this item? Okay.
If it's only 5 minutes.
Okay, thank you. So we've got Heather, Carolyn, and I'm putting myself on stack because at least I can clarify a couple of things. Go ahead, Heather.
Hi, myself here. I just wanted to mention that, and I don't know, we'd have to figure out how this applies to Pacifica, but what we're finding now with a lot of nonprofits is that, and because things are opening up with the blogs and internet and so forth, that they're somewhat beginning to be somewhat under the control of some of the FCC regulations that we fall under. It's a muddy kind of thing right now. But we need to understand that the IRS is beginning to look at this more closely, that after the elections last year, they monitored all of the NAACP communications. Apparently, they almost lost their nonprofit status. So we really do need to look at this kind of thing very carefully so it's not incredibly restrictive, that there are opportunities for people to speak up. But I know that some organizations are beginning to look at having a policy where what's on the internet or whatever communications organizations have is mission based. So these things we need to explore, we need to look at very closely. And I, in fact, not for Pacifica, but for some other reason, I was talking with Kriegler about this. So it's becoming a whole other area that we need to look at very closely.
Thank you, Heather. Carolyn.
Well, Heather kind of derailed my point. I do think that the whole question of incorporating comments from staff and so on, but I understand that this motion was circulated to staff, so I would like to suggest that as a board, we learn to respect the work that our committees do. This document had a lot of review, it had a lot of consideration. If we want to amend it, that possibility is always there. There's no problem with that. So I would suggest that we, in fact, endorse the work of our committees, or else abolish the committees if we're not going to respect their work, and continue from there. So I will definitely support this. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. So whether or not it's voted on tonight or sent back for other revisions, I just, for a little bit of clarity, this our personnel policy is 17 years out of date and is in large measure no longer legally relevant to where things are at employment law. In fact, this current handbook has been chewed on by multiple sets of lawyers. It was first promulgated by the HR service last year. It was then sent to your pro bono attorney affiliated with some of the law firms in New York, where it got worked on for more. It was then sent to the labor partner of our general counsel, where he made some more revisions. It was also worked on some by board members, and it's gone for a final tweak through current HR. So it has been through no fewer than three sets of attorneys and two sets of HR, in addition to board members. Some of the very policies to which Brian refers are in there specifically as a result of litigation against Pacifica. I'd like to, in all kindness, remind this board that we are the employer. Our duty is to the public and to the foundation. This is an organization which has suffered tremendous losses as a result of litigation and settlements. In some of those cases, in fact, things such as social media, our lawyers will tell us that in labor law, social media is a burgeoning area of labor law in which the employer can be held liable for postings on people's personal social media websites simply because they do a show on our airwaves. As a volunteer programmer, if they go and disparage someone and it's associated with
our name in any way, shape, or form, even though we have no control over their website and it is elsewhere, we can be held legally liable and financially responsible if we don't have a takedown policy and strictly control what people do on their own social media sites. So these things aren't coming from a desire to be repressive or to control what people do. They're coming directly out of things which jeopardize the stability of this organization financially, things which come directly out of the listener's pocket every time we have something which goes against us adversely because we do not have the appropriate employer policies in place to deal with our environment. We're a multi-million dollar organization with hundreds of employees and many more hundreds of volunteers, and we are legally responsible for many, many aspects of people's conduct, even when we do not control it. So I just would like everyone to keep those things in mind when these things appear to be onerous or burdensome. They are not coming out of a vacuum. They are coming directly out of the current state of labor law to which we are held accountable. So I'm not saying whether you vote on it tonight or send it back or any of those things. Last but not least, I did make a commitment in a case that we would indeed make our very best efforts, which did not have a time commitment. They tried to have one, but that we'd make our best efforts to pass an updated personnel policy as soon as possible at the board level. So I certainly hope whatever happens, we do that very soon. Thank you.
Summer, I'm sorry, our 5 minutes is up.
Thank you, Heather. And I'm sorry, was that Janice?
Yes, very quickly. I wanted to be clear that my point raised earlier was I'm now better informed about the number and the kinds of people who've seen it. That is, I'm not speaking to the language. I'm speaking to a set of traditions within nonprofits that give staff members an opportunity, or in this case, managers, an opportunity to understand and be aware of and provide input on a document that's going to affect them and the people they supervise. So I want that to be clear. Thank you.
Thank you. And I understand where that's coming from as well. And the two are not in conflict. Okay. Thank you so much. All right. So we're going to go to a vote. Substitute, Brian, correct, on the floor to go ahead and send this out for a 30-day comment period to paid and unpaid staff and then back to the personnel committee for final revisions. Is that your substitute? Is that a correct recapitulation?
That is close enough.
Close enough. Okay, very good. And, of course, there is the main motion to vote upon the staff book this evening. So if you support the substitute, then please vote yes. If you do not, vote no. And then we'll see where we go with the main motion. Mr. Secretary, if you could call the roll, please. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Brian, for sending me that. And, Shereen, you need to send me that second one, too. Okay.
Point of information.
Is
it substitute?
I think I had just reiterated the substitute, which is that the staff handbook not be voted on this evening, but be sent around to paid and unpaid staff for a 30-day comments period, and then sent back to the personnel committee for any necessary revisions before coming back to the PMB for a vote. That's
so
the substitute.
Thank you.
That's the substitute. The main motion we would vote on it this evening. Thank you. Sorry, Gershon. Go ahead.
Okay. Edward Seeker.
Yes.
For the substitute. Okay. Rosenberg. Can't hear you, Tracy. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. Diaz?
Yes.
Yes. King?
Yes.
Yes. Norman?
Pass.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Was on.
Yes.
Crumshow.
Pass.
Okay. Pass. Medina.
Yes.
Yes. Allen.
Allen says yes.
Apollinar?
Yes.
Henschel? Giselle, no. burden?
Absolutely not. Thank you.
Just a no. Coleman?
Yes.
Roberts?
Yes, please.
Saba?
Yes.
Ray?
No.
Lane Ewart?
Yes.
I'll wait until it passes up here. Norman?
Yes.
And Crumshow? John, can you hear you? I know you were there. You passed. Hello, John.
Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, okay. And Tracy Rosenberg, I never heard her. You there? She's not there. Fifteen yes, three no's.
Okay, sounds like the substitute carries.
A point of information and clarification.
Sure, Benito.
The vote was 15-3, and I didn't hear the abstain part.
Nine.
Okay, and then
Zero.
Zero. 15-3, yeah.
Oh, okay. And then a point of information. Information. My question is, how are we to ensure that this motion is implemented? Because I can foresee, stuff is sent to the GM, and I'm not talking about any one particular GM, although I do have one in mind. And the stuff never gets sent out to the paid or unpaid staff.
Well, let me finish dealing with the procedural aspects of Roberts here, because we passed the substitute, but we haven't agreed. It's now the main. I'm past that. It's purely procedural. I do hear your concern, Benito. I am not able to post to the majority of lists in the network, even as IED and chair of the national board, because I'm just, my stuff gets rejected if I reply all on any number of emails, it'll be rejected from at least half the lists that are still in Pacifica. So it's, we'll get to that in a second. The substitute passed. Is there any objection to it being adopted as the main motion? And if there isn't, then it's passed. No objection? No objection? Very good. Okay. So the substitute's been passed.
This is Margie. I just want to say something.
Yes.
Benito, I think that in this situation, members of the LSB can and should take it upon themselves to make sure that the information mm-hmm. gets circulated. I don't know any other way to do it.
I'm happy to send it as the IED to the general managers with a directive that it be posted to all paid and unpaid staff lists, okay? And then I agree with Margie that it would be helpful if people also did their best to see that it was distributed at the local level so that we have more than one attempt to make sure that there's a fail safe here.
Jen.
Yes, is that? Yes.
Yeah. How about if you send it to the GMs, you could actually copy it to the chairs. I mean, there aren't many, just five of them. Just copy it to the chairs.
And ask the chairs to do likewise? Okay,
yes.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I can do that. Okay.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia?
Don't we have staff representatives from all five stations on this call
mm-hmm.
that have access to their own staff
mm-hmm.
list?
Yes.
So shall we agree that the staff reps shall also distribute it to lists, and that way we sort of have it coming from multiple directions, and hopefully we'll reach saturation that way?
Yes.
Okay, so staff reps, if you will please also take it upon yourselves to
point of information.
To distribute it on your staff list, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I will distribute it to the managers and the chairs, okay?
Point of information.
And other people feel free to distribute it as well. Yes, Teresa.
Okay. Is there an understanding that the chair of the personnel committee is going to set up an email address where people can send their comments?
That's a good idea.
I just think.
Who is the current chair of the personnel committee?
John Crumshow.
Hey, John.
Yes.
Okay. Can you set up such an email and also see that HR is in the loop? Because obviously, as you know, many comments may come back which are politically meritorious, but not necessarily legally so. So we obviously have to temper those things with actual consultation at a legal and HR front to make sure that any revisions are in compliance
so
with what we have in the staff book.
Just as a point of information, this email that I would set up, for example, staff handbook input or something, whatever I called it,
mm-hmm.
that would come to me, and then I would be able to ensure that this work was done in accordance with what the PNB has asked, and then report back.
It would seem that you would take it to the personnel committee and have HR consult with the personnel committee, and whatever revisions need to be made will probably have to go past the attorneys as well if they're significant or substantially deviate from what's in there now. And presumptively, you would come back with a final draft after those revisions are made to the PNB. Am I?
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound correct to everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, and you would have to sort of head that up as the personnel committee that you have, you know, that the 30-day period has ended, that you've collected all the comments, and then schedule a meeting to have HR to, you know, to work with you. And then, again, if there are significant changes, that they would go back through legal. So you'd have to coordinate some through me and my office to make sure that we get all the appropriate professional parties involved, and then do it as quickly as possible and come back with the handbook distributed to the PNB in advance of a meeting so that we can vote on it.
Okay, I can set up the email and then send it to whom so that it would be other people would be informed about it. How would they get the information?
Why don't you, I would say everyone on the personnel committee, if you would include me in this loop and HR at least as a start.
Yes, but what I want to say is that to have the comments come back to the personnel committee would require people being informed that the comments should come back.
Right.
So how will they be informed? Will they be informed along with the motion? Would that be they should send their response to PNB personnel?
I'm not quite understanding you, John. I mean, it's to collect comments, not really a back and forth. So I think as long as you set up an email and it's distributed along with the handbook, so you probably have to do
that
tomorrow.
That's what I was thinking. In other words, that information will be distributed along with the handbook.
Yeah.
I think that's the only thing that makes sense, because otherwise people are getting it in a vacuum and they'll just start writing the whole board. But if you say, you know, if you have comments, there's a 30-day comment period, please send your comments to, you know,
okay.
specific handbook at Yahoo or whatever.
I'm going to send that suggestion right now.
Okay, very good.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yes, Manishay, go ahead.
Is it possible that for this, as John receives this, or that email receive all of the comments regularly to send to the people that are going to receive the comments to look at it, rather than waiting for 30 days to send all the comments to everybody, it makes it much longer in order to reduce the time that we are going. This is going to be in process if we start from whenever people respond, just distribute the responses right away so they can look at it to see
mm-hmm.
if it's appropriateness, whatever it is. Thanks.
Madam Chair, this is Jana.
Yes, Jana, go ahead.
Could I ask if the Personnel Committee could finalize these details amongst themselves so we could move on to the next item? I appreciate the comments from everyone. However, I think that they're very highly skilled, and they can come up with a process.
Thank you.
Thank you, Janice. John, if you can get the details of the email together, I'm happy to converse with you, say, between now and Saturday for working out any fine details that I can be helpful with so that we have a process that works, okay, and anyone else in the Personnel Committee who wants to be involved with that, just to work out the details, okay?
Excellent. Will do.
Thank you so much. Okay?
Technology test.
Right, you've reached the help desk. Meow. Okay, hold on. Pull the agenda back up.
This is Lydia. I have a question.
Yes, Lydia.
Since the PMB is going to have to vote on it, can these be posted somewhere, the comments, so that we know what's coming in, what the thoughts are throughout the network? Or forwarded to some mechanism by which we can, as a full board.
Okay, do we wish to maybe have the personnel committee chair simply do like a dump once a week and send the entire PNB people comments at the end of each week?
Or to those PNB members that are sufficiently interested?
Well, probably everyone should.
However we want to handle it, but I for one, would like to go on record. I'd like to see what the comments are and the responses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to be asked to vote on it. So.
I want to be clear. There aren't responses going back and forth. Let me clarify. There are no responses going out. This is merely a public comment period, just like when the FCC does it. People can tell us what they think. At the end of the day, this is illegal.
Yes.
I'm sorry?
That's what I'm asking for. I would like to know what people's response is to the document.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. I'm sorry.
Richard, may I say something there?
Please.
I think when we get these comments, we're talking about getting it from staff. We're talking about getting it from people in a tighter loop. I don't think because if we just say, everybody send in what you think about what you don't even know anything about, we're going to turn it into political football, and then it'll go God knows where.
Carolyn, I'm
To address your concerns, I understand what you're asking for. It's not to have them all at the end. Margie, go ahead.
Oh, I just
and throw it on the track, please. Thank you.
I want to say that, I think we should trust the personnel committee and John to know when people are not responding to the document. That's the point. We're not inviting a discussion on everyone's dissatisfaction with their job or Pacifica or whatever. That's not what is at stake here. What we want is we want people to respond to the manual and give us their feedback on it. So if people don't do that, then their comments, they're told that their comments were not forwarded to the committee. You know, I mean, really. Anyway, that's my feeling.
Thanks, Margie.
Time, Madam Chair.
Thank you. And there was one other female voice that wished to be heard. Who was that?
Carolyn, please.
Okay, I'm going to let Carolyn speak, and then we're done with time on this item. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll be brief. Thank you. I really would like to urge us to stop, to really respect the work of our committees. We appoint committees. People put in their time. They do their work. They're conscientious. They know what they're doing. And then we come in, and we undermine it by motion after motion, many of which, I have to say, in my opinion, are somewhat dilatory. So I would really ask us to respect the work of the committees and let us go forward without endless amendments that have to do with our own particular axes to grind, and just simply let the committees do their work, approve it. There's always a mechanism for revising things later on. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, next item on the agenda is Technology Task Force. Is there anybody from the Technology Committee? Because these are motions from last year. Is there anyone who was on technology last year? Otherwise, I'll just read it. One, Technology Documentation Policy. Move that the Pacifica National Board direct the Executive Director to add the following requirements: the job description of the General Manager and or Operations Manager of all business units, the stations, Pacifica Radio Archives, National Office. The General Operations Manager shall maintain accurate documentation of all technological implementations and equipment under his/her charge. The first full report will be implemented provisionally by the end of 2012. Obviously, we've blown past that. The General Operations Manager is expected to assign staff as needed to complete these surveys, but the General/Operations Manager remains responsible for the accuracy and makes themselves available and finds other – I'm adding – it's not a really functional sentence, sorry – and find other volunteers to help with the task. The details – is this a separate motion? No. The details required documentation will be provided by the National Office with recommendations from the Technology Task Force and may from time to time be updated as technology and operations change.
This documentation will be updated on a timely basis as needed, and the updates will be reported to the National Office Secretary and the Chief Technical Officer. Anyone want to go on stack on this one?
I do.
Who is that?
It's Janet.
Hi, Janet. Okay, go ahead.
I think I might have been on the task force and had the losing vote on this one, because my position was, speaking for my own station, we barely have any technology. We have two microphones. We are in such dire shortage of both technology and technological help that overseeing what we haven't got there is almost, I think, impossible for the staff that we've got to be reporting to a national bureaucracy on this kind of thing. For my station, is just about impossible. It might be useful in some ways for us to demonstrate how without any equipment we are. But at the moment, I mean, we have tons of stuff in storage, but it is really, WBAI is a broken station. And what we would have to report is really out of the ballpark of this ruling. I don't even know what else to say to that, but it so doesn't address our technology needs that it's just it's just a bunch of rules here. People have to write papers and whatnot. It just seems wrong.
Carolyn, on the stack, please.
Thank you, Janet. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, I'm from the same Richard as Janet is, but not on the staff. I have to say that I think that what has been proposed is a solution to the problems that Janet points out. Regular reporting, a paper trail, these things are really necessary. We haven't had them. We haven't had the authority of the chief technical operations or technical supporter, and we haven't had enough documentation of the problems. So I think that maybe Janet misunderstands the input of this and the net effect of this kind of record keeping. I would encourage this, and I would certainly support this and vote for it. I think it can only do good in terms of documenting what the problems are, which is always the first step towards solving them. Thank you.
Richard, just
And Janice to the stack, please.
Thank you. Okay, I've got Richard and then Janice. Go ahead, Richard.
Benito.
I got you, Benito.
Yes, I'd like to move that this be sent back to the Technology Committee for further study.
Second motion.
Thank you. Who's the second, please?
Janet.
Thank you, Janet. Okay. Do you want to motivate, Richard?
I think that it talks about spending money that we don't have, and it's kind of vague in some places, but it doesn't seem to me to be completely thought out. And I think the technology people are nervous about it because it's vague to them and the money thing. But I like the idea of knowing what we got and knowing things about it. But I would like to see a better package. And this was from last year. They talked about 2012. You know, it just kind of jumbled up. And I'd like to send it back and ask them to, come back with it in 30 days or something like that, and have a better package.
Thank you, Richard. Janice?
Thank you. I think there may be also an easier way to tackle what the solutions are that we're trying to achieve. More often in the last 3 to 4 years, a financial audit in my part of the world also includes an IT audit, and there's a questionnaire of sorts that's provided to the general manager and the engineer and allows you to achieve what's just been discussed. And I think finding those kinds of documents from auditors, I can see if I still have a copy of the one that we've used or it's been used, but to know that those two often go hand in hand because they sometimes also affect the financial condition of an organization,
that at some point the CFO may be very useful in ensuring that there is a standardized process for the national office, which may also include an IT audit. So I would recommend that the personnel committee look into another process that allows the information to be gathered but streamlined and still be useful.
Thank you, Janice. Anyone else on staff?
Benito.
Oh, I'm sorry, Benito. Forgive me. Go ahead.
That's all right. You know, I support the motion, and I would like to suggest, I don't know, Richard, if you wouldn't mind adding a piece to say that I'm trying to avoid making an amendment and go through that whole process.
You want me to hear myself a motion?
But I was just going to suggest that I think that it would be helpful if the PMB, since we're looking at this anyway, that we should tell the committee what it is that we would like them to look at, you know, what it is that we would like them to review. And I think in particular, this motion, it doesn't appear to, or at least, I don't know, maybe I didn't understand it, but I don't see what the purpose is in doing all this, you know, or at least they're not stating it. So if
I'm not comfortable going into details to the technology committee. I'd be more comfortable with them coming up with their own stuff.
Well,
I thought I'd just send it back.
Well, okay. Well, I'm just saying that they need to tell us why it is that what they're going to do with this information.
Thank you.
Okay. Put me on the stack, too. Janet, I totally agree with Benito here that the issuance of these orders really isn't doesn't have a reason. to what purpose are we doing all of this inventory? I'm not saying it's wrong. I am saying that it doesn't seem to serve a purpose except for some kind of oversight without purpose.
Right.
This is Janice. May
go
I
ahead,
add
Janice. Go ahead.
I'm not on the technology committee, obviously. I don't know what was behind it. And if there's no one that's on the call that's part of the committee, I would just ask if the minutes could be clearly sent to them and we move to the next agenda item.
How about just for the wording of my motion? You shall move to send this motion back to the committee for more clarification and detail.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. And that was seconded by Janet. Any other second? I'm sorry, is that?
Is there a second already?
Yeah, there was a second already.
Yes.
I think some of the antecedents of this is the fact that we operate on many different platforms and have no real inventory of the various types of equipment, software. Things aren't done in a very cohesive fashion as a network where we don't employ enterprise solutions to, you know, upgrade all the software at the same time and get a discount on multiple licenses. I agree the motion is rather wordy, but I believe it was it came from a place of desiring to get a control on what we're doing so we can. But the motion on the floor would send it back to committee for further clarification. So is there any objection to this motion?
Call the question.
I call the question. Thank you. I'm trying to see if we can skip voting on it even. Is there any objection to sending this back to technology committee for, I'm sorry, Richard, what were the words, further clarification and detail?
Right.
Okay. So if there's no objection, and I'm not hearing one, okay, no objection. It will be sent back to the technology committee to be brought back after they give it another go round, okay?
Thank you.
Brian here, briefly.
Thank you. Go ahead, Brian.
May I just suggest that the technology committee check in with the operations managers and chief engineers and people who run the equipment? We spend a lot of time spinning our wheels like there aren't people who already have the answers to our questions, and we spend a lot of money flying the board across the country to meet with each other. The last time we did that for tech staff was 8 years ago. So it kind of makes sense that we're in the dark about what's every station. It's because the right people aren't talking to each other, and we're not always the right people.
You tech guys can do all that Skype stuff.
Okay, well, Brian, since you didn't make it as an official part of the motion, let's hope there's somebody on the tech committee here who's...
I'm just appealing to the angels of the tech committee's better judgment.
There you go. I agree with you entirely.
Amen.
Thank you. All right, so let's hope people actually talk to people that do this stuff for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. So, tech committee people, we're counting on you.
Okay.
All right. Next on the agenda is Development Task Force 1. Some of these things are so dated by now. Gosh, Goalbusters, move that the National Pacifica Foundation...
Heather, that's Heather's punch. That's Heather's thing.
Okay, I'm sorry, Heather, do you wish to go ahead and read the motions?
Yes. Okay. So it is definitely dated, but move that the National Pacifica Foundation will authorize GoBusters to implement phase one of its proposal for development services. GoBusters will begin phase one in the fall of 2012. Now, I have been the chair of the development task force, and what I would like to advise to everyone is that this needs to go back to the development task force for any number of reasons. We really need to review this whole thing. Pacifica's budget, I know that GoBusters has had a contract, I think, with KPFA. We want to talk with them, what's happened there. There are just a lot of issues, and I don't think it requires a lengthy discussion tonight unless people would like to do that. But I would like to see this go back to the task force.
Heather, this is Janice. I would agree, particularly from the standpoint of including potentially other sources to do the work. Did you tell
Brian?
Exactly.
Yes.
Brian? All right. If no one else is on stack, I guess I'll talk.
Go ahead, Brian.
Sorry. I agree. I'd also like to request that the proposal for development services be sent out to new board members. I've not seen it, and I don't know what price tag is attached to it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, so is there any objection? I'm sorry, go ahead, Richard.
Point of information, Heather, were you requesting that both of your motions be sent back to the committee?
Oh, yes, we could do that, yes. The second one, I think everybody has it in front of them, but move that strategic planning, development, and publicity discussions be conducted at in-person PNB meetings. Kind of a benign kind of thing, yet very important. So, but yes, for them to go back to the task force, I think is an excellent idea. We could expound on both of these.
Summer?
Yes, Richard. So is there any objection to referring both matters back to the Development Committee? Development Task Force, I'm sorry. And hearing none. Okay. Richard?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. I thought you wanted to say something besides that. Okay. All right. So it sounds like there's no objection. If you can note that, we'll send both of those back to the Development Task Force. Thank you. And we might fit in one more thing here. Thank you. Next on the agenda is the Finance Committee. Is Tracy on the call? Okay.
Brian
Hi, Brian. Well, let me go ahead and read the motion first, please.
Hold on. I have a point of order.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
We have a 10-minute agenda item and 7 minutes until we're supposed to be in executive session. I think we should recess and reconvene in executive session. Otherwise, we'll be forcing ourselves to vote with no discussion.
Sure.
I'll second that.
Is that Heather?
I'm seconding, yes.
Thank you. Is there any objection to that?
And does this get carried over?
Yeah, we just, the next meeting won't be a continuation meeting. The next meeting will be a regular one where we can spend an hour and a half approving the agenda. But,
Oh, don't do that.
I know. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be mean. Okay, but yes, it would carry over onto the next agenda. So is there any objection to adjourning and going straight to executive session?
No.
Okay. Well, that's collegial of everyone. Thank you. Thank you to the public. And let's go ahead and adjourn and
You know, you got 2 minutes, and let's get back onto the executive session code. Thank you, everyone.